Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to it. 10 minutes after 5 on this, your favorite morning program. This weekend was very, very interesting. I'm beginning to really enjoy power sliding my car around on these streets. Yeah, actually, I am. I'm loving it.
Well, this is a weird year as far as the roads go. Normally, normally they would have the roads cleared off, salted. They would be clean.
Yeah.
But it's snowed so often and has done all of this crap so often that they haven't been able to clean them.
Yeah, I understand.
So they're snow covered and slippery all the time. And I have the worst winter driving tires in the world on my car. I can't get up hills.
You got racing slicks on.
I don't know what they are, but I can't get up hills. they're useless.
And yours is front wheel drive.
I don't know what it is, but they're
useless. What do you mean you don't know?
I don't care.
Oh,
I don't
Lord.
Care what it is.
You didn't pay
get
attention?
Get me from one spot to the next. That's what I want my car to do.
You live up here where a car can either be your survival or your death,
I have never had a problem like I'm having this winter with the car sliding around and not being able to climb hills.
Maybe you should quit drinking and driving.
Oh, don't do that.
Huh? Well, I'm just saying. No, but the other day, Saturday or something like that, the family, we were pulling out of a Target or one of these things, and I goosed it a little bit, and the car just kind of drifts through this curve. I'm like, I like this. The rest of the people in the car, not so happy.
Yeah.
But I'm digging it.
People behind you, people in the other lane, not so happy either.
When you can get a four-wheel drive station wagon to power slide, you feel cool, all right? You feel like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. And then, you know, as soon as I dent the thing and it costs me an arm and a leg, I'm going to change my attitude. I read something this morning that I have been very, very curious about, too. These ice shanties, the ice shacks that are out there on the lake for ice fishing.
Yes.
All right. You don't stay in them 24/7.
No.
You know? And
although there are people that go ice fishing late at night and late into the night.
Sure. I can conceptually understand it.
There's a lot of, ice fishing sometimes is secondary. There's a lot of, conversing and drinking.
Yeah,
Time in the shack.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Away from the hectic things of the home life.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And I understand that. But one of the things that I thought of is that you can't lock these things properly. I mean,
I think most of them have locks on them because there have been robberies out there over the years.
That's what I was just getting to is there's an article about how on the Eau Claire River in Marathon County, the robberies of these ice shanties is up. And they're saying, hey, if you're seeing any suspicious activity, make sure you report it. Well, I'm from Florida. An individual sitting in a little hovel on top of the ice for hours at a time, that alone is suspicious activity.
Let's closely examine this. How pathetic must home life be if 5 or 6 hours on a lake in minus 20 with just a cherry heater to keep you going? You've got to examine what's going on at home if that's your deal.
I think maybe so. Honey, why don't you go ice fishing for the rest of the weekend? But I just, on a serious note, you know what it says to me when you have an increase of these little, the ice shacks getting robbed? You've got an increase of a drug problem.
Well, that's with all the robberies in the area. Most of the robberies or burglaries in the area can trace back to the heroin and meth situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. And I would love, and I'm not being critical, but I would really love to hear more from law enforcement as to what they're doing to crack down on the heroin and drug trade that's coming through, the harder stuff. And this is what's, I believe, and I think the statistics prove out, when you start to see a significant increase in small petty crimes, robberies, thefts, burglaries and that kind of stuff, it's almost always directly related to the consumption of drugs.
Yeah, and the meth and heroin problem has skyrocketed here. But every week or so, week and a half, you see another big bust. So they will.
Oh, you were watching the Grammys last night.
Well, they're that too. But
all right, we'll talk about the Grammys and everything else when we come back from the break. That will be listed in the entertainment news. We got some sports to talk about. The X Games are in play. Didn't they conclude last night, or are they almost done? Or do we know? Do you guys follow the X Games?
I don't follow the X
Listen,
Games.
Listen, man, if the a lot of the sports that
I
are
saw
in
they
the
were
X,
on when I was channel surfing.
That you don't get the you don't understand how radical they are from television. If you see it live, you see these guys 30, 40 feet up in the air spinning around.
Uh-huh.
And you think, oh, well, you know, it's not that. If these guys miss it and they come down, it's like falling off a three-story building onto the very hard ice. And these guys are nuts. I think it's very cool what they're doing. Anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Pro Bowl game.
If we must.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Go on.
Seriously, I do love New York. I love all the crazy street people you can see here. The free entertainment. I like any big city. I like any place where you can see a guy with a pants full of poo fighting a ghost. Right outside your hotel room. Come on, Mr. Lincoln, come on. You're my favorite president. Come on. You know, whenever you see crazy people talking to themselves on the street, a lot of times they wouldn't look quite so nuts if they had somebody else with them. You know what I mean? See the guy walking down the street going, the chicken doesn't go woof, the chicken goes bok bok, the dog goes woof. Look completely in control if he had a kid right there.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.